You are listening to the Element Style Lessons in Gaming PlayStation Podcast, where your news is raw, uncut, uncensored, and the world of opinionated fanboys is severely shot down. So do enjoy the show.
Oh my god, how can your console be better than mine? Your console doesn't even have games. I do not like that game because it's on your console. Yeah.
Welcome back to another short edition of Lessons in Gaming PlayStation Podcast. This is, if you will, episode 1.9. What I wanted to do in this episode was simply to introduce a new segment in which I will refer to as 77's Review Corner. It's brought to you by your very own 77. The segment will be Lessons in Gaming's official published review. So we're getting close to episode 2.0, in which I will have with me a very special guest game designer, in which I am unfortunately unable to disclose the game he is involved in. Before I get into 77's review corner, I'd like to give a special shout out to our newest member, Brawlman. Another special Grey Goose Laurent shout out to Night Dreamer. Again, if you are new to Lessons in Gaming, you can join us on our forums at element7x.com/forums. That's the word 7, not the number. Come join us in the discussions pertaining to podcasts past, present, and future, and even join in on some out-of-podcast discussions. Now that that is out of the way, without further ado, I present 77's Review Corner.
Here. A lovely party. Pity you weren't invited. M has tasked me, against my better judgment, with the mission of informing you, the listener. Inform you how? This is 77's Review Corner. I'm here to review video games and give you the scoop that you may, in the future, make an informed decision and purchase. The game in question today, Wanted, Weapons of Fate, an Instrument of Death. Wanted Weapons of Fate is a bit of a rarity in the video game business. It's the unfortunately rare occurrence where a game manages to capture the look, feel, and pure awesomeness of its film counterpart. While it does have its fair share of hiccups along the way, the game manages to capture a little bit of lightning in a bottle. The story of Wanted Weapons of Fate takes place 5 hours after the end of the film. You control Wesley Gibson as he tries to get to the bottom of his own origins while retracing the steps of his father. The game also flashes back to missions that Wesley's father had completed, and you'll get to play as him as well, making the game a kind of sequel-prequel. The stories were written, and interestingly done, in the style of the film. Some actors from the film return to provide their voices, while others are performed by very good sound-alikes. The story keeps the player engaged while providing a good backdrop for the symphony of violence. The game is played from an over-the-shoulder perspective akin to Resident Evil, but uses an intuitive cover system reminiscent of Gears of War. The levels are varied, ranging from apartment buildings to churches, which helps to keep things fresh. Action is fast and tense, and flows nicely from scene to scene. There's rarely a moment to catch your breath or think of strategy. All decisions are made on the fly, and the player needs to live with them. Do you go through the building filled with bad guys to avoid the sniper, or do you carefully maneuver from cover to cover and avoid the sniper's shots? The choice is yours, but you need to make it in a split second. This really helps the game from getting repetitive, as these decisions are presented fairly often. The game is focused around stop-and-pop shooting, and the controls are streamlined so that the player can pull this off easily. But the real bread and butter of the gameplay comes directly from the film, and that is the ability to curve bullets. Use your adrenaline to slow time, and brutally beat down your enemy with some truly awesome melee attacks. Whether you're playing as Wesley or his father, you have an adrenaline bar, and depending on how much of the bar you have filled, you'll be able to pull off the various moves mentioned above. Curving bullets is by far the coolest aspect of the game. There's nothing quite like pulling off a headshot from across the room by curving a bullet around the wall. The bullet curving mechanic is performed simply by holding the left bumper to highlight a target. A red arc appears leading to the target, and all you have to do is maneuver the arc until it turns white, and then you are golden. Let one fly, and a cinematic shot will show the bullet flying from your gun to the skull of your target. Very cool. You also have the ability to slow down time. It's a cool feature, and done differently than games like Max Payne or Stranglehold. In this game, as you switch from cover position to cover position, you're able to slow down time so you can take out multiple targets in one go. It's a cool looking move, but also one that is very practical. While the game is fun and entertaining, there are a few things that keep it from getting a higher score, the first of which is the length. It clocks in at just about 4 hours. For a full price, $60 game, this is unacceptable. By comparison, Watchmen, The End Is Nigh, it's an Xbox Live arcade game and it's 4 hours long, and it's a downloadable game for $20. Another issue with the game is a stiff animation. While the graphics are passable for this generation, there are some instances of stuttering and overall the character movements seem stilted. While this doesn't inhibit the gameplay, it is a noticeable issue that shows a lack of polish. While Wanted, Weapons of Fate is certainly a competent title, and as far as movie tie-in games go, it's at the head of the pack. It has its issues that keep it from being a stellar 5-star title. But overall, those issues won't stop you from having a good, entertaining gaming experience, even if it is a little on the short side. 77 score, 3.5 out of 5. Back to you, Ellen.
Thanks a lot, James. 77. Well, there you have it, guys. Straight from 77's review corner, Wanted Weapons of Fate gets a 3.5 out of 5. Hope you guys enjoyed this short but informative episode of Lessons in Gaming podcast. I also hope you enjoyed the new segment. We'll be releasing episode 2.0 soon with special guest Flip Like 9, where we review Killzone 2 and give our first impressions of Metal Gear Solid Rising and Peace Walker, as well as an upcoming PS3 exclusive. See you all at the forum.
you know I saw.